to be the hands of hope to this community, right? Isn't that what it is? Now, I know with this crowd it's going to be hard. But I want us, if you're able at all, I want us to stand up and gather in the center aisle here. Gather right on in here. Come right on up here. And if you're too far back in the aisle, just touch the shoulder of the person in front of you to be a part of this chain, okay? We have youth that are going to lead us off here. All right. So just stand right there. That's all right. Everybody grab hands, touch a shoulder, touch a back, something like that. Now you all up there, you're going to have, you can come down if you want or just enjoy the scene. All right. There we are. There's the front. They can't move the camera, so just she. Man, I'm not the only one that has a bald spot. You make me feel good, guys. All right. So I want you to think about this. Think about this. All right. Hold on to each other. I want you to look at those all the way down there. And I want you to look at all these folks all the way up here. Folks, we are a part of this parabola of salvation. If we look in that direction, we have people in the history of this local church that have extended this unbroken chain on that direction. Can you, in your imagination, I know, I understand. But in your imagination, can you picture this unbroken cord of humanity going that direction in the history of this church? And if we would look back further, we have Paul, we have the disciples, we have Jesus, we have the prophets, we have Moses and Noah, etc., all the way back to creation. It is our responsibility, folks. Look at yourselves. Look back and forth. Look at that. It is our responsibility to carry this line onto the next generations. And it's up to us as we look at the way the holy human chain to extend to God's holy city where Jesus has anchored the other end of this cord. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? A great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us surround us right now. I want you to think, just because of it's football season, think about standing on the 50-yard line in the middle of the field, either at Mizzou or the Chiefs. Well, not the Chiefs. But you get what I'm saying. And think about all those people hollering for you, giving you praise and saying, come on, you can do it. That's what we have around you in heaven's sense. We have a cloud of witnesses, some that you know, some that go so far back to creation you've never met. But you know what? They're hollering for you. They're saying, come on, you can do it. Don't let down. They surround us right now. They're cheering us on in this race of life because they know how important this race is. They are cheering us on and depending on us not to give up. Don't let up. To persevere. To make it to the finish line. To bring other people to this parabola of salvation. And my question for you this morning is this. Are you going to step up and join this long chain of people that's dependent on you? Oh, I didn't hear any amens after that one. I want you to think about that. I'm kind of glad you didn't do that. Because I want you to step up. God wants you to step up. 10 million, 50 million, 300 billion people are surrounding you, cheering you on. They are your great cloud of witnesses, and they want you to step up. So will you step up this morning? Will you step up and join this long chain of people? Are you going to run the race of faith? Are you going to step up and support and participate in the ministries of this church, your church, so that future generations will come forward and continue what you started. Join us as we work with the power of God to change lives and follow Jesus. Amen.